Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori, hosting your Financial Services Online Weekly Insurance News Wrap on this lovely Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. We have collected the latest in the Australian insurance scene to keep you informed and ready. So let's have a look. The Supreme Court of New South Wales has placed a hefty fine of $16.8 million on Allianz Australia Insurance and AWP Australia. The companies were found guilty of leading consumers astray with misleading travel insurance information from 2016 to 2018. This decision, prompted by the discoveries of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, stresses the absolute need for transparency when it comes to insurance offerings. Remember, folks, understanding the fine print is vital to ensure you're covered when it matters most. Consult trusted brokers, use resources from ASIC, and always, always ask questions to make sure you've chosen the right insurance. Moving on to travel trends, the charm of Bali continues to captivate Australians, leading to a 43% boom in travel insurance policies just this past summer. However, Southern Cross Travel Insurance has reported a reflective 50% increase in travel insurance claims, making up 16% of all their claims for 2024. The common culprits are gastrointestinal illnesses, scooter incidents, and close encounters of the wildlife kind. Some of these claims further underline the importance of comprehensive travel insurance, with individual medical costs reaching up to $30,000 and one evacuation case surpassing $232,000. A costly affair indeed. As always, we advise our travelers to ensure their policies cover medical emergencies and to play it safe during their sunny escapades. In addition, it's critical for Australian travelers to understand hidden exclusions that could affect coverage. Activities often seen as high risk by insurers like motorbike and jet ski riding, or even alcohol consumption, could lead to claim denials. Legal experts urge travelers to read insurance policies carefully, focusing on these exclusions. And if there's something you don't understand, ask. Your holiday should be blissful, not stressful. Lastly, in a strategic move, Aon and the Real Estate Institute of South Australia have joined forces in a partnership aiming to support South Australian real estate professionals. This collaboration marks a milestone for Aon, extending its relationships across Australia's real estate institutes. As the property market navigates tumultuous waters, this alliance will offer robust insurance solutions and risk consultancy service to real estate agents, property managers, and agency owners to reduce uncertainties and foster a secure environment in their market operations. And that's a wrap on this week's update. Keeping you abreast with industry news, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Stay insured, stay safe, everyone.